Despite the predictions of a high voter turnout next week, there are voters who are completely turned off by this divisive debate this year. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman found some of them in Springfield.
The number of registered voters in Vermont might be up, but it still comes down to who shows up to vote. And after such a bruising national campaign, there's bound to be some voters who choose to stay away this year. Chris Hall is 26, and he's not voting. He lives in Springfield, and he says he's been turned off by the national presidential campaign.
I mean, with Hillary's emails and Trump going off the handle on certain things and just saying what he feels at the moment, then I don't really feel either one's a great candidate, to be honest.
Vermont's coming off a near record low turnout in the 2014 midterm election, with about 45% of the registered voters casting a ballot. There was no U.S. Senate race that year, and Vermont's low turnout was in line with the rest of the country, where only 36% voted. Traditionally, Vermont is right in the middle of the pack when it comes to national turnout numbers. During the last presidential election, in 2012, about 61% of the registered voters in Vermont took part. That was right in the middle of the national ranking. During the last election, voters said they were turned off by the negative tone, and it's only a guess what might happen after this year's campaign, between Clinton and Trump. Barbara Corshane is Springfield's town clerk, and she says her office has been busy with voter registration and early voting. But
people come in and sometimes make comments. They want to get this over with. That seems to be the most popular one. And maybe some dissatisfaction of the amount of controversy. But we try not to talk about it here. It's the process.
Hi. We want to register to vote.
And you both have driver's licenses?
Ashley Davis is 23, and she came out to Corshane's office to register for her first presidential election.
Then you can read the oath and complete this section that you have taken the oath.
It's been pretty ugly, Davis says. The tone and the candidates the Republicans and Democrats presented to her for her first election. She even thought about passing it up.
Look what we're going through with Trump and Clinton right now. It's a mess. Like, I'm nervous as hell. I'm scared, really scared of those two.
But she registered to vote because she says there is an option to the major party candidates.
I'm definitely writing in Bernie Sanders, 100%. He is the only one that actually cares about America. And if everyone's smart, they'll write in Bernie.
This has been a presidential election like none other, both here in Vermont, where we had a candidate get close to the White House, and nationally, with a reality TV star going up against the former First Lady. We'll just have to wait to see how many Vermonters decide to take part. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.